I think it's Rob. I think the freedom from time-bound words of God is the whole Judeo-Christian tradition, where a person will recognize that God has spoken something into someone in the Bible, for example, and the spiritual approach to that, not just the tradition or the intellectual or the ecclesiastical approach to that, is that a person looks at that and says, well, God spoke. It's like Joel's prophecy in Joel 2, the book of Joel 2. God spoke to Joel as a prophet, take this message to my people, and the message was, you've really been struck down and stripped of all your wealth, but I am going to restore your wealth, and it's through my power that I'm going to restore it. And that happened to Joel and happened to the Jewish people in that day, but it is so common for both Jew and Christian to take that as, well, God said it to one person, and so therefore he can mean it for all people. And so therefore there is an element within the written word of God which is applicable to all people, and those people who honor Bible scripture invariably honor it because it is a pool of resources of God speaking something to other people and producing a certain spiritual fruit, and that word is duplicable. A person can recognize that word in scripture because it's written, and that a written word is different from just an oral word to yourself. When it's written like that, it becomes public property for all people for all time, and a person can access the Father, access the Holy Spirit, access the Word, the Son, through that written word, and then draw the power of that into their life. And so we have these two streams of prophecy, therefore. One is what the Father will do through the written word of God, and one is what the Father will do through the oral, personal word of God in our own heart or in our surroundings.